Preface. Those who are fearless have experienced loss, staring out over the city at the skyline free of smog. The dancing sun rays glimmer, creating pastel hues that merge with the swirling and rolling clouds. Their infinite glory paints a timeless Van Gogh sky. I can see the warm water of the Indian Ocean as it caresses the winding coastline, the aquamarine glow fading into the dark blue depths. From 30 kilometers away, on the highest point of a hilly suburb, I take in the breathtaking 180-degree view of my hometown, Durban. My feet stand on the base of an old German spy fort, weathered and ruined over time. With a pen in one hand and a notepad in the other, I can't help but think about the past. The gentle breeze brushes across my face, reminding me of the present, while the never-ending horizon extends into an uncertain future. There is a stillness that is unsettling. It is as though time has come to a halt. Among us, there is a silent killer we cannot see or touch, a thief that is robbing our people of air and starving their lungs. I am living in what feels like the end of the world, yet the earth breathes and thrives. There is panic and there is fear, but the birds continue to sing and the flowers continue to bloom. I am a prisoner of my own choosing with plenty of time on my hands, a precious commodity that just a few weeks before was as rare as black opal. I am living in a pandemic where hundreds of thousands of people are losing their lives with no cure in sight. There was a time in my past when I would have relished the fact that the world was ending. It would have meant my selfish wish to end my own suffering had been granted. Yet, to actually see the deaths of so many reminds us of what we have to lose. If there is a lesson to this, it all feels very familiar. Sometimes, we don't see the beauty or appreciate what we have until we are robbed of it. Losing something is easy, but when it is taken from you, that's when you yearn for it. There are those who are hopeless and filled with despair, and there are those who have lost before and survived their own personal pandemic. To live and breathe today is a blessing. Tomorrow is uncertain, but being able to think means there is will. And where there is will, there is always a way. I faced the end of my world a long time ago and found peace and comfort in the strangest of places. I found myself in my darkest hour, and yet I welcomed love and let go of hatred. I challenged myself, I challenged others, and I became conscious of my purpose. This is my story of how food and love saved my life and how the global pandemic allowed me to reflect and question my existence. Learning yet another lesson. Gratitude.